Shalom.
So, we are reading from the writings of Baal HaSulam, article The Arvut, Mutual Guarantee. In item 23, you can find the study material on our website. To find the study material on Galaxy, simply press the little book icon on the top menu. You can also send questions on Kabbalah.tv or Sriva Tova, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Yes, we're continuing with the Arvut article, not only with the article, but with our efforts to determine between us a connection called Arvut, because with this connection we receive the revelation of the Creator, the feeling of our new state, the upper world. We shift to it as much as we build between us the connection of our wood. It's a spiritual connection. By that, we build the feeling of a new reality, a new world, the feeling of a time, place, and motion with new terms, new concepts, which is not like in our world. We will see a new reality, and it is all only to the extent that we will determine between us our root. Because our root is that network that will tie between us and will allow us to live in a new reality, in it, in this our root. And to understand what spirituality means, what does it mean, a new world? What does it mean that the world takes on a new form? We don't need to die in order to start to feel this reality, but rather now, by killing our ego, not physically, but rather internally, as a result of our attitude towards it, we can shift to a new reality. And that way, enter what we call the next world. As Baal HaSulam explains, what is the next world, Ha'olam Haba, the world that comes and replaces the current reality with the next reality. The difference is between those who die and seemingly get some new reality versus us who still live, is that we exist in both worlds, both in our corporeal world and also in the new world, which is achieved and is felt in the network of our root between us. So, let us try from one day to the next to bring ourselves to come closer to this new reality. Is it clear? If it is clear, then this direction should live in us, and that way we will go through the lesson. So, let's go.
So, we are reading item 23, article The Arvut, from the writings of Baal HaSulam. With these words, we clearly understand what we said above in item 5, about the Torah being given specifically to the Israeli nation, because it is certain and unequivocal that the purpose of creation lies on the shoulders of the whole of the human race, black or white or yellow, without any essential difference. But because of the descent of human nature to the lowest degree, which is the self-love that rules over all humanity, without restraint, there was no way to negotiate with them and persuade them to agree to take upon themselves even as a mere promise to exit their narrow world into the wide spaces of the love of others. The exception was the Israeli nation, because they were enslaved in the savage kingdom of Egypt 400 years in horrible torments. And our sages said, as salt sweetens meat, agony polishes men's sins. This means that they bring to the body great purification. In addition, the purification of their holy fathers assisted them, as said in item 16, which is the most important, as some of the verses of the Torah testify. And because of these two forewords, they were qualified for it. This is why the text refers to them in a singular form, as it is written, and Israel camped there before the mountain, which our sages interpret as one man with one heart. This is because each and every person from the nation completely detached himself from self-love and wanted only to benefit his friend. As we have shown above in item 16, regarding the meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. It turns out that all the individuals in the nation had come together and became one heart and one man, for only then were they qualified to receive the Torah.
This is how Baal HaSulam explains to us what happened with this group that came out of Babylon. A group that then had a representation, let's say, of each and everyone in Babylon. Then it was back then it was the whole of humanity. From there, all people later on scattered all over the face of the earth. Therefore, what does he say? That they all came together next to Abram. It wasn't truly a connection, but they heard that it is possible to reach a new state. Just like us, let's say. And that was not enough. It was necessary that the great ego would be revealed in them, which allegorically it is considered that they come, that they go down to Egypt, and they feel how incapable they are with this ego to connect between them, as Abraham taught them to begin with. Love your friend as yourself. That's what you have to attain. And they could not. But rather, as much as they try to achieve love your friend as yourself, they feel themselves as being further and further under the control of the ego, which we call under the rule of Pharaoh, and they had no choice but only to want to get out so much through the plagues of Egypt that they felt how much the ego is not allowing them to get out, how much it is controlling them. They felt this rule. However, they felt this rule according to their efforts, that they want to connect but cannot. The question is, we in the 10, when we make efforts to connect, are we investing sufficient efforts in order to feel that we are under the control of the ego, but truly in exile of the will to bestow, in exile of love your friend as yourself, or not? And then when we already feel that we have no choice, we have to come out of the ego in whatever possible way, at whatever cost, whatever it is, then we make a common effort and we run away from it. We rise above it. It is called, and the people of Israel sighed from the work, that we cry out, that we no longer want to be governed by our ego, but rather we just want to get out of it in whatever way it is, at whatever cost, it doesn't matter how. Through the tearing of the Red Sea, through the desert, through whatever it is, just to come out of the ego. If we want to connect and get out of the ego, whichever way it is, then we are rewarded with a state or where we rise above the ego, above the will to receive. It is considered that we get out of Egypt, run away from Pharaoh, and then we receive the upper light that gradually helps us to start building a network of connections between us called Arvut, mutual responsibility or mutual guarantee. This is why in the giving of the Torah, Matan Torah, we receive the ability to get Arvut between us, and with the Arvut between us, we start to attain the Creator, who is dwelling between us. Then it turns out that this connection between us is called the Kli of the soul, and the Creator who is revealed in this connection is called the light of the soul. This is how we become the residents of the next world, let's say. You might say that we shift into a new perception of time, place, motion.
That
we elevate ourselves above being tied down to this world, and we can start seeing ourselves as existing in the dimensions of the upper world. This is what is considered to reach spiritual attainment. And the Creator dwells among us according to the intensity of the Arvut that we are able to reveal between us.
Hebrew
10.
Baal Sulam writes that the purpose of creation rests on all the human species. But the Israeli nation is the one who left Egypt.
Yes. And this is why we, those who have Yashar Kel, just like those that were among the residents of Babylon of all kinds, suddenly this desire awakened in them to attain the Creator, the purpose of life, the essence of life, what are we living for, etc. And they started to move towards that. This is how we've reached it until now. And now, to those who belong to this group that united around Abraham, now we're already starting to add to ourselves all of the people of the world. Yes? What are you asking about?
The friend is connected, but he wanted to ask if the process of the exodus from Egypt is a process the whole world has to go through?
Yes, of course, but not to the same extent like that group. But exiting the ego, don't say an exodus from Egypt, but exiting the ego, each and everyone has to go through it and everyone together. Yes. However, the question is, in what form to rise above the ego? We don't get out of it and just leave it. We disconnect from its control over us. We acquire the will to bestow, and that is the force of Bina. And later on, with this, start combining this force of Bina with the force of Malchut. If we are only in the force of Bina above our ego, then we acquire the Kelim of Galgalta and Enaim, Kachnut, smallness or infancy. Later on, having acquired those, we start to also work with our ego again, with the Ahab. But we're already working with it while controlling it. Truly, slice after slice, we reveal the ego and we connect it to the Galgalta Einayim. And then by that, we rise through 125 degrees, as we call it, until we use all of our will to receive, that is, the whole of Egypt. Okay, Hebrew 10.
Dov.
Hey.
מה יש לנו כאן? קייב אחד.
We have here Kiev 1.
Вот то, что вы сейчас сказали, то есть мы соединяемся с товарищами вместе.
Dear teacher, what you just said, meaning we connect with the friends in the 10, all of us together, we restrict ourselves. What does it mean that we come under the control of Bina between us?
We cannot get it from, receive from one another seemingly, but we can only bestow. That is the first stage, when we no longer wish to use our egoistic forces, because we cannot use them for the benefit of others, so we only restrict them, and we only use the vessels of bestow.
What are those vessels of bestowal between us now? You say the quality of bestowal fills the space between us.
It is difficult to express it if we don't yet have such discernments. But it's considered that I rise above my ego and I look at others not through my ego, but rather from a perspective of bestowal. I want it to be good for everyone. I'm not doing good. I cannot perform any correct actions for them, good actions. However, I can relate to them in a good way. It's difficult to express it.
And the next stage, you said that afterwards we go down to Malchut and seemingly bring it up to that force of bestowal. What does it mean that we work with Malchut like that?
Also to our actions of connection, we also add our vessels of reception. So our ego is now also working. This is called the darkness will shine as light. This is still far away from us. We now need to think only about how to work with the vessels of bestowal. Where are they, these vessels of bestowal that we want to have? We don't have them for the time being, so don't jump ahead. You don't feel how much these things are great things, and their scrutiny takes months, many months.
PD10.
You said that from Egypt they came up by blows. Who received those blows? Their egos is Pharaoh?
My ego gets blows, and then I feel that I want to get rid of it because I'm getting blows. I identify with my ego. And if, let's say, for some corporeal egoistic action, if I get blows, then I stop using this action, this particular desire. It is considered that I run away from it.
But it sounds like Beito, and it's time, and not really Achishena, I shall hasten it.
Beito, Achishena, in its time or hastening, that depends on your approach, on your attitude. Both Beito and Achishena, you're nevertheless awakening a bad feeling that you have in your will to receive. Well, go ahead and ask.
No, if it's my feeling, then it's clearer. I didn't understand if this is in its time or hastening when you get blows.
Beito, in its time, means that I work with my will to receive, and I even agree that I will get blows because I cannot get out of my ego unless I will feel bad in it. Let's say right now, we are in this blow of the coronavirus. And we know that it's going to be bad for us, but we just roll along from one day to the next. Look even at our friends. Look at yourselves. What are you doing? What did you do from yesterday to today? You hope that today maybe it will be worse and it will push you forward to spirituality. This is considered that you are in Be'ito, in its time. Now, if you yourselves, if it's clear to you that you are now establishing a force that will pull you to spirituality, the force of connection, then maybe it will be a Hishena, hastening. But this way or that way, you are working with your ego, with your will to receive.
Barur.
Is it clear? PT 31.
Years ago, we spoke a lot about the game, acting, playing. We had workshops. How critical do you think is the acting and playing in our stage?
I don't know if now this is a playing. I think that now we're already in a state where nature is obligating us to perform actions of connection in practice and to feel changes in reality and not by playing, acting. We're now truly in states of ascent towards a new dimension.
Yes. The
question is, if to, in order to ignite this process you're describing, should we go through the stage called acting in the beginning?
Well, go ahead and do these stages. Do that in the group. However, I don't think that it is still playing, acting. Well, maybe there are some elements of a game there and some that are from life, but we're already in a state where nature is pressuring us in action through all kinds of directions to let go of our ego in the relations between us and to start relating to one another in a way that we all belong to a single system. Look also at what is happening to us, this pandemic in our nation and in the whole world. If a person is not considerate of others, each and everyone with a mask, without a mask, keeping distance or not keeping a distance, it doesn't matter. It's about the attitude of people towards one another. If people do not relate correctly to one another, relate, that is, not that they're performing any actions. It doesn't matter if I have a mask or I don't have a mask, but rather, how do I want to keep the other, guard the other, or maybe I don't care about the other. Rather, what is important for me is to guard myself. So, here, it's what it's all about.
If I understand correctly, you say that the stage of the games and acting is finished. There's no more time for that.
That's right.
This is the active stage, and it's time to act. If you're not going to perform the Arvut in action, you're going to get it.
Well, not only him. Others also will suffer. This is why it's called Arvut. And this Arvut is first and foremost in that I go out to the street or when I go into any place, then I play. I play how? I care about the others that seemingly I have the ego. Well, God forbid, but it's as if I have the virus and I don't want to pass it on to them. I guard the others, not myself.
Another thing that the virus made is, I spoke to a friend, someone not on the path, they said, we came to a point where you can't plan anything. You can't plan because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. You're going to go into a lockdown or not.
That's right.
You once said that you won't be able to know anything. We'll get up in the morning and an hour later things will change and will obligate us to do totally different things. Is it part of that state of uncertainty that we've reached? We have to act according to the moment?
Not that, not yet, but it will truly be like that. I'm not happy that it's going to happen. I was hoping that nevertheless we will perform such actions so that we will start to see these things realistically with understanding and awareness and with the right feeling. However, I see that people are truly in helplessness, everyone from the prime ministers all the way to the simple people. They have no clue what is happening to them, but rather they just lower their head, and that's it. It's a shame. Humanity, well, we're the ones that have a problem because we need to publicize the method of correction. We have to cover the whole world with the network of our root. And do we succeed in that from one day to the next? At least a little bit. More and more and more. Are we doing it or not? And this depends on the connection between us. There, the root must be truly tangible more and more. And then, how from us we project it to the whole of humanity. And if not, then we are in a big problem. It's not about a pandemic. It will come in all kinds of other forms. It will come with blows of the economy, of the general health, of quarrels and wars. We have to hurry up, friends. I'm telling you, we must hurry up. But I'm saying that this coronavirus is not letting go of us. Well, other things will come instead of it, but it will constantly intensify and grow and grow and grow. We've entered a process where all of these troubles that we feel in our egoistic will receive, will ultimately, they must elevate us to the spiritual level. They must. And if we don't want to climb there by ourselves, or at least a little bit also by ourselves, then there will be very harsh pushes from behind on families, on nations, truly so. I see these things as occurring in a very threatening way, and it's truly a shame for me. It's a pity to see humanity, the people of Israel, all the peoples, how miserable they are, how much they don't understand, how much they don't want to listen, and how much we also don't feel responsible for it. And that is a problem. It is a problem.
Ken.
Yes.
Tov.
Well.
Moscow free. Oh, in Los Lecha, in.
Sorry, they don't have any questions, so Florida.
Yes, thank you, Rav. Bala Salam, he disseminated, you know, till he was blue in the face. And there was still a war that happened. What are we going to do differently? Is it the quantity of our dissemination? I don't know if it's the quality. What will we do different? Will bring humanity to listen.
כדי שלא נחסם כמו בעל הסולם, כדי שהאנושות תקשיב לנו, אולי זה באיכות, אולי זה בכמות.
It's only dissemination. We have nothing else to do. We need to do two things. With all of our force, we have to activate this network of connection of our root between us in the tens and between the tens, and with all our force to spread the knowledge about what we have to do to the whole of humanity in all languages, in all the different countries without any limitations. That's it. Otherwise, you will see how the world is falling apart, and it's not to our benefit. It only testifies to how much we are disregarding what the Creator is giving us. Yes, it's not that we understand and therefore we can be more calm. God forbid, by that it means that we're more egoists. We truly need to, with all our force, each and every moment in life, I must truly be anxious, afraid whether I'm doing enough to pass on to the whole world, between the friends and also outside of our circle, the knowledge about connection as salvation. And they would accept it. Bit by bit, they will accept it.
Croatia.
Croatia.
How do we come to this point when we stop identifying ourselves with ego and stop perceiving that blows are actually coming to me, but are happening to the ego? How do you come to this point?
You need to connect with the friends more and care about them more. Then you will start to feel in that how you're disconnecting from your ego, and you see it as this is not you, it's an alien force within you.
Belarus.
Раб, вступает ли природа ежедневно в поручительство?
Они ломовина тащила.
Is nature entering a vote every day?
I don't understand this question. In nature, there is no arvut. In nature, there is a connection, a tight connection between all the parts of nature, so it is all one nature. Only what has to do with man's connection with nature, to the still vegetative animate and speaking, in that there is the matter of arvut.
Rab, buenas noches. Primero un comentario en el sentido
de Rab, first thing.
Ya acá en la Argentina ya tenemos
about what you said here in Argentina.
Así que
we have
en el sentido de lo que usted nos está diciendo. Por otro lado, lo que quería preguntarle es ¿qué beneficio puede tener el ego dentro de la decena?
We have,
el ego no tiene ninguna utilidad dentro de la decena.
I think hardship on many people. The question is in the ten, what can the ego get from the ten itself?
Well, it's enough for it that we will not be able to connect. That's already it's a prophet. It is the creator who is increasing the ego within us. And this way, he is increasing the ego so that later on we will have what to correct. Okay.
Galil West.
Rav, מה המדרגה הרוחנית שאנחנו צריכים להגיע אליה כדי להשפיע?
What is the spiritual degree we have to get to? Oh, in order to be sanity. Feel humanity.
Already now, we should bestow on humanity, influence humanity without a spiritual degree. Don't wait for some spiritual degree so that only from that you'll be able to bestow. That will come on the condition that now you're bestowing. And if you're not bestowing now, you will never reach that. Taking care of humanity is a necessary condition, precondition for reaching the first spiritual degree. Without that, you will not reach it. Because what do you want to reach spirituality for? Do you want to reach spirituality so that it will be good for you? Or is it in order to bring the whole world to adhesion with the Creator? If it's you want to bring the whole world to adhesion with the Creator, then why are you not acting right now? We are in a new era on the last generation. Already the Creator is giving you all the conditions. He's awakening the whole of humanity through this pandemic. And the whole of humanity is now searching for how to get out to a better life, how to run away from trouble, The Creator is creating this lack in them, so why don't you take them and bring them to a good place? By that, you're not partners with the Creator.
What actions should we do in order to advance it?
Actions of dissemination and explanation in all directions in a way that it will truly reach the public. That's it. And it's not just writing, because today people are not reading. You need to create video clips, all kinds of small things, short things. I don't quite know, but you have to think about it all the time. Your thought is also working. But just realize that you belong to Israel, to those who pull humanity to the Creator. And therefore you have to think about the Creator and about humanity, and you being in the middle. And you have nothing for yourselves. But it's only in order to tie humanity with the Creator.
Thank you.
Minutes. Zichron 1.
Can I ask about the work in the tent?
Yes.
Turns out that the more we try to implement the Arvut between us and come closer, the ego jumps out.
Well, what were you thinking?
I understand it's part of the process. It's okay. On the other hand, it weakens you because you don't know what exactly to do in order to come close and not to
draw more people into this same direction that we want to reach the Creator, have a connection with Him. So more and more draw people to it so that next to you, if you'll have many more people, then you will get a connection with the Creator. When behind you you will have the Ahab, a mass of people, so that through you the revelation of the Creator will come to them. Until you have this mass of people who want to have the revelation of the Creator, you also will not be rewarded with the revelation of the Creator, because you, to begin with, are in the vessels of Bina, of Galgal Tenaim, so that you want nothing. You only want to work for the sake of the Creator and for the sake of humanity. This is your role. This is why now you were chosen to have a connection with the wisdom of Kabbalah and with the Creator. That's it.
So each one of us should start producing clips, participate in dissemination.
Well, not each one. Each one as much as he wants and wherever he wants, but he should be concerned about doing it in whatever shape and form. That's it.
Latin 4.
Buenas noches, Rab. Mi pregunta es, esta fuerza de Arvut que va a manifestar
nueva
frente al nuevo mundo
brings a new attitude to the new world.
Recibimos unos discernimientos. Nosotros al transferirlo a la sociedad,
we get discernment.
Un gesto de otorgar también.
Passing it to humanity, if we pass it to humanity, the discernments we get here, is there also this bestowal in this?
Yes. Yes.
Vadai.
Certainly. You can take what we're talking about, improve it in a way that it would be suitable for the audience that you're turning to, and then turn to them.
Ken.
Yes.
Malasot. Hungary.
What do we do now? Hungary.
I just would like to focus what you said, if I understand well. So it will be basically the ego which will push us out of Egypt toward bestowal, but only if we actually show each other that there is life in bestowal, showing some kind of a possibility to serve each other and live through that, and not just to each other but to humanity.
Ken.
Yes.
Baltiatu.
Вот эта толпа сзади нас, она должна быть объединенная, чтобы мы передали им свет.
This audience behind us, should they be connected so we will pass them the light, or we first pass them the light and then they connect? Because the light enters a kli that is connected.
We teach them the structure of the world, the structure of reality, what is it for, why is it so, and together with that they get some inner illumination that exists in his explanation, and from that they start moving towards connection.
PT 34. Maybe we can give an example in what way should inner work be in the thought in each, for each friend in the tent between the morning lessons.
I'll try to find such an inner example for inner work. And how will you convey it? Well, try.
Tel Aviv 10.
Tel Aviv 10.
In what dissemination influences the Arvut between us and the group?
Dissemination gives us an opportunity to bestow to external vessels our method. The necessity for connection, and then as a result of that, we ourselves enter a stronger connection because we have to take care of the external kelim, like the Galgal Ta'anayim and Achab. Galgal Ta'anayim means the people of Israel, it means us, Bnei Baruch. We are in a state where we owe it to the whole world. We have to bring the whole world the method of connection. And to the extent that they will listen to us and they will want to connect, then we will be able to receive the Creator. The Creator will bestow, will impart through us more light so that we will pass it on to them. And in such a way, we also, along the way, will receive the revelation of godliness. We will receive the revelation of godliness as Galgal Ta'anayim, as a pipeline, only if we pass on the revelation of godliness to the whole of reality, to whomever there is. Question and dissemination by each, dissemination of each and every friend, that's the condition for our wood between us? Rav, yes.
Rechovot. Question.
Rav, what is the addition that the people of Israel received from the fathers, the forefathers, and how are they connected to the forefathers? Rav, the forefathers are those discernments within us that used to work within us. Now we're no longer on the degree of the fathers, we're on the degree of the sons. Nikolaev.
Да, Рав. Вот мы небольшая группа Николаевская.
Рав, we're not a big group, the Nikolaev group.
Чтобы удержать поручительство между.
We sometimes have problems holding the Arvut between us.
Поручительство внутри десятки.
Can we strengthen the Arvut side of the ten at the expense of a tighter connection or with the help of a tighter connection with other tens in the global Bnei Baruch through our coordinators with their help? Rav, you should search by yourself with, for a connection with Russian-speaking groups and connect to such groups. You don't have to specifically be Nikolaev. No, there are many groups in Russia. Connect with them. It's unrelated to the geographical location. There are many small groups. Connect between you and then call yourself so that it doesn't have to do with Nikolaev, Odessa or Sochi or something. It is, I don't know, give yourself some name. You can see from all of Africa, we have Africa. And there are 50 different countries there. But so this way we accept them as one. And they speak French or English, it doesn't matter. This is how it is.
No asbo Africa.
So Africa then, if we spoke about them.
Africa.
Rav, earlier you said that we need to make sufficient efforts. What is considered or regarded as sufficient efforts?
An effort which is enough in order to pass a certain degree of arvut to the groups that we want to pass it on to them.
Czechoslovakia.
Czechoslovakia.
We made very wonderful clips and we shared it to some groups. Some groups like the climate change group, they got very furious and angry with us. And some other groups are receptive a little bit. And our message was very simple, like connection and unity and what is true freedom. My question is, how do we take it when people are very angry and reject our message? How do we take it? Do we have to change the message or do we stop posting in such groups like climate change or other groups like that? Thank you.
The group for climate change, does it truly want to change the climate? And doesn't it think that you can change the climate without changing the nature of egoistic humans? Can we positively impact the climate without changing men? Maybe you didn't explain your intentions enough. Start explaining to them more and more, nevertheless, that you want one thing. You're willing to collaborate with them and strengthen them and work with them on changing the climate. But you can't change the climate unless you change men. If humans will not become less egoistic, you won't be able to change the climate. So changing the climate depends on changing men. You have to explain that. Then I don't think they'll get mad. That's what I think. Although today all those organizations that used to care about ecology are now caring about themselves. They get money from the government and they keep quiet. We're not seeing, we're not hearing about those protests, about those cries to change the climate, because even though things are terrible, because they were basically bought out. They enter into government organizations, and they were all calmed down. Like we had this Greta, where she disappeared. Meaning, the egoistic governments know how to pass.
The governments know how to silence those that are crying out about climate change. So, Baltia Free. Before a new action in dissemination, what is better to do? To perform the action as quickly as possible and see according to the results if we need to change something, or nevertheless to maybe take a stop, prepare, prepare it, wait. Rav, shouldn't be this way or that way. Otherwise, you might sit for half a year before you have something ready, and by then you forget completely about the action. And also, don't do an action from one day to the next immediately just because you feel like it. Rather, you should consult with others.
No. Focus group.
Shalom Rav, Talmid Israel Shoel.
Hello Rav, a student from Israel is asking, when a person asks himself, am I doing enough? He always feels small and bad. Should we aspire to such a state? Well, what's the way to relate to it?
I don't aspire to be the smallest and the worst. I aspire to be active. That there will be some benefit from me to all of humanity, and through humanity to the Creator, because I dwell among my people.
So, how do we truly acquire concern for humanity as Kabbalists have? Rav, through the concern for the Creator, we acquire concern for humanity, because you don't have the Creator outside of humanity. You cannot think about the Creator by yourself. He exists inside of humanity. So what is required for us to do in order for them to hear us? It looks like something special has to happen. Rav, in other words, what's required of us is to connect the whole of humanity in order to give the Creator a place to be revealed. By this you give him contentment. By this you are bestowing to him. You cannot bestow to him unless you're giving him a place to be revealed, because this is his pleasure, to be revealed among his created beings. So connect the created beings so that he can be revealed, because from this he gets contentment. That is all. Put all these things together.
Thank you.
Petish time.
Petach Tikva 2.
Yes, we received a question from Gershon, who cannot ask right now. And he's asking about what you said before, that we have to hurry up. How do we hurry up? What can we add each day that will accelerate the process?
Quantitatively, I don't know. I can't examine it any other way. Quantitatively, how many people actually arrived yesterday? How many units of bestowal did you spread throughout the whole global network? That's all. You just have to understand that the more you're concerned about the world, the more you're concerned about the Creator. It's one-to-one. It should be clear. Each one of us expects the Creator to be revealed in him privately, personally. This is the greatest ego. There's nothing more than that, bigger than that. Italy 4.
Buongiorno, Rav. La domanda è, senza gli sforzi di connetterci nella decina, lezione del mattino.
The question is, without efforts to connect in the 10, in the morning lesson, in our meetings, will we be able to reach a state of arvut?
No. You have to do everything that the Kabbalists demand of us. Don't ask me. It's written in the writings of Baal Sulam, Abash, and other Kabbalists. What is there to ask?
Petit Shmone.
Petach Tikva 8.
Rav, the advice you gave to Nikolaev to connect together small groups in Russia, is it also correct for small groups in Israel or in general in the world?
For sure. What, we have some small Bat Yam group and a little Kfar Saba group and another small group in Ramle. If they connect together, perhaps they have a 10.
so let them create a 10. We're not connecting corporeally. We're not even coming to any kind of corporeal meeting. It's all virtual, and it will continue and become even more virtual. So why not connect and be tense?
Yes, I'm asking this question because yesterday or the day before, when a group from Israel asked you, a group with six friends, if they asked if they should connect with another group with six friends, you said, don't do it, because you felt that they might disappear, this group or the other group.
That's something different, because if we connect together and we're a large group, then I can tell myself that I don't have to show up. There will be 10 even without me, or however many, and then I don't arrive. I allow myself to not to be present. It's something else. But if you have 3 here and 4 there, and 2 or 3 more over here, then let them connect into 10.
Okay, get it. I guess we have to do it in together with the coordinators and...
Okay, do it. But I think it will give strength. I think it will give you strength. 10 is ultimately the structure that will hold each and every one on the path. And not only it will hold him, but rather he will feel that he's actualizing himself there. Through it he receives strength, revelation. It's all mandated, that structure, for each and every one.
Well, this is something that we're dealing with throughout the entire, along the whole way, along throughout our study, because this connection between tens is made out of the fact that the ten has a nucleus of friends who study all week, and you made it even more precise because you said that the friends should be such that come 7 days a week, and those are the friends that we work with. And in addition to that, we also have friends added to the 10 whose framework is lesser, different.
This, well, you need to check. But nevertheless, try to have 10s which are more virtual in nature. That's what I'm saying. So long as you maintain the same language.
For sure. But still, the 10 should be built out of this nucleus that has full commitment, and also friends that have...
Yes, well, what can you do? Let there be such an addition. There can be such a thing as well, where you help them persist, otherwise they will scatter completely. Toronto 2.
This problem also exists in North America. So, if, for example, we have 6 friends, and so we shouldn't merge them with another 10, it's better that they just take a few more friends, 2 or 3, but not to truly merge with another 10.
No more than 10. Not more than 10. It's preferable, at least, to have no more than 10.
All
right, perhaps we can advance towards the text, read something, otherwise we won't go over anything. There are many questions here, but I don't know if these questions are...
It's me.
Who?
Spain 2. Rab, buenos días. Está escrito que...
Good morning, Rav. It says...
Entonces,
that what comes down first, what comes down comes up. So we have the person, we have desires that are already up on the ladder. And then they enter, they undergo small changes. If I understood what you said about writing to governments and climate change organizations, Maybe people can make small changes and focus on some direction so that from that they will generate a desire that later on would lead one to bestow.
I don't know, mister. I don't even want to go into everything you're talking about. You, all of you, need to settle these things by yourselves and not to confuse each other, but concretely discuss it in such a way where you get better and more effective dissemination. I'm not going into it. I cannot. And such questions about field work, well, don't turn to me with them. I'm sorry, it's not for me. Latin 3.
Ein, beseder, tov.
Nothing. Okay. So we have.
Yes, lanu kvutza chadasha.
Hamakim, the new group.
Good morning, Rav. I have a question about those that are already open to the idea. They already received all of our ideas and understand. However, they're afraid. They're afraid of letting go. How do we help them?
Only to work together, and then you'll see how to get out of it. If you accept all these problems as things which pertain to all of you together, then you'll find the way. Part of you thinks this, a part of you thinks that. Start thinking about all the problems together, and you will see then that it's possible to solve them.
Kab you two.
Thank you, my teacher. I noticed that you mentioned earlier about coronavirus and the masks that we wear physically. Is it wrong to see this, as devastating as it may be, as a higher ahap for our Galgata Naim, and bring that to the group, that it's easier now to connect with the group this way virtually because we're going through it physically?
Of course, without the coronavirus appearing, we would not have been in the state we are. It promotes us. Now you will see how other problems appear as part of this pandemic, and that this will force us to connect more and to act more, but it's not yet through the light. It's not the path of Torah. It's the path of suffering, where we are being stabbed from behind and not pulled from the front. That's something we need to develop, that pull. And we can't yet. Also in the connection between us, we're not capable of getting so excited about it yet, or the importance of the goal, or the importance of our responsibility for the whole of humanity, the whole of reality. And so we will also suffer from the developments of the coronavirus and other viruses, new viruses and other problems that will come. And it's a shame if we wait for that. So that's why this whole lesson I was talking about, how we must hurry. We must hurry in our dissemination and the connection between us. Actually, dissemination and the connection between us, that has to be as one. Because both of them, it's something we have to do, like within and without, constantly. Yes, BBUK.
UK.
Hello, Rob. A friend wants to ask. He says, what is the role of our families in dissemination and the spiritual advancement of the world? What is the role of our families in dissemination and the spiritual advancement of the world?
If the families are together with you, then fine. And if not, then let them just be next to you for the time being, by your side, like a family. Don't mix together the families and the group and the world all together. It will all work out later. Each one has his own level and pace of development. You have to be in the 10, first of all. And within the 10, you need to think about how you disseminate and go out to the wider public. That's on one hand. And on the other hand, you have the families behind you as well. So the time will come when we begin to speak about them as well. But it's not now. Now the main thing for us is to establish a connection between us and to disseminate. French.
Good morning. Yesterday we talked about how the younger generation has troubles with concentration and have short attention span. So let's imagine we have a group of people that can develop a game. What should be the main goal, the main focus of the game of the new world?
I don't think that we need to go into that right now. All these problems, attention deficit disorders and all those things, we shouldn't go into that. We'll be looked at funny. There are many, all sorts of medicines involved and all sorts of things. Later, maybe when we need it, but let's not think in that direction right now.
Alright, thank you, Rav. In dissemination, what message is preferable that we use? Something more true, more precise, but that it's harder for people to understand it, or something more simple, more general, that would be received more by people?
More simple and general is a good question. More simple and more general. Read another one. 24, yes?
Yes. Dear Wood, item 24. Thus, because of the above necessity, the Torah was given specifically to the Israeli nation, solely to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Meaning that from Babylon, just a group composed of many people from the nations of Babylon, they came out, they connected around Abraham, that was their first degree of development, and later after Yitzhak and Yaakov, Isaac and Jacob, those were their degrees of development. And we will learn in the wisdom of Kabbalah what these degrees mean, Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, what spiritual degrees. And later they became ready to receive the method of correction, the power of the Torah.
For it was inconceivable that any stranger would take part in it.
Because without this preparation that they underwent, through the time where it's under the tending of Abraham, Yitzhak, Isaac, and Jacob, that's what it's called, right? But they couldn't understand what's required of them yet.
Yet because of this, the Israeli nation has been constructed as a sort of a gateway, a conduit, by which sparks of purity would flow unto the entire human race throughout the world. And these sparks multiply daily, like one who gives to the treasurer, until they are filled sufficiently, meaning until they develop to such an extent that they can understand the pleasantness and tranquility that are found in the kernel of love of others, for then they will know how to shift the balance to the side of merit and will place themselves under his burden, and the side of sin will be eradicated from the earth.
So ultimately, them and after them, the whole of humanity will come to a state where they rise above the ego, above their ego, and they acquire the desire to bestow, and then through that desire to bestow, they return and work with their ego, so that the ego also will work for the sake of bestowal. Yes, that's the process. Tel Aviv 10.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World Kli. I listen to your words, and I truly feel the distress that comes from uncertainty about how to reach the goal, which is to reach an understanding of humanity that is resisting and trying to rationalize this pandemic. How can we come to them, reach out to them, and prevent the troubles? I'm truly asking because I'm really trying to do whatever I can.
I don't understand your question. You're speaking round and round in circles. Give a question.
Yes, how can I reach out to them? How can I reach out to their reason? In spite of everything that I do and... This is clear. You should ask your friends and consult with them. I don't know. So should I ask from the Creator for the force of a thought in order to ask?
You can ask, of course, but it shouldn't hold you back and make you wait until you get an answer. Yes. Chelyabinsk.
Rav, when you speak about degrees, that we will learn later, do you mean that we will actually attain them, or we will just learn from it, or?
We will attain all these degrees, and with that also we will study them in test, the study of the 10 Sefirot. Chadera 1.
Chadera 1.
Chadera 1.
Good morning. I have a question about dissemination. What is more effective, disseminating by yourself or the whole 10 doing it together?
A 10 who works, all of it, who works in dissemination, the whole 10, that's ideal. And by that you will advance more than in any other way. That's what the Creator demands. Today, the most relevant thing to do is dissemination, disseminating the method of correction to the whole world. And it doesn't matter if they listen or not. It's like with your children. You have to continue tending to them despite the fact that they may be incapable of listening.
Ken.
I have another question.
Yes.
Will it be beneficial for the connection between us if we disseminate together?
Of course. It's like a young couple who have a child. Taking care of the child connects them together, ties them together.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's good. Makviji 2.
Good morning, Rav. What is the primary purpose of an act of dissemination? To connect the ties with the nations of the world, to awaken a desire for connection in them, or to intensify the connection between us in order to pass the light to the nations of the world? What's the most important in dissemination?
That is all of it together. As you engage in dissemination, you attain all those things and more besides. You make room for the Creator to be revealed. You build a connection between Him and the Creator. By the act of dissemination, we accomplish everything.
All of these things?
What?
Is there something that is more primary, more important?
No. Dissemination. That's it. And then in each group and in each situation, you will get these results or those results according to how you need to advance in this way or that way.
Рав, получили очень детальные позитивные отзывы студентов из кампуса.
We received very detailed responses from the students on campus.
Всего мира широкого, чтобы мы
Maybe it's worthwhile to plan a congress, as you suggested, for the whole world, a broad congress, so that we will open ourselves out completely.
I think that this is possible. Go ahead, start planning it. Plan such a congress, and I won't be the one speaking there. Maybe I'll be just, maybe there for some of the time, but we have some very respectable friends, and people who are scientists who know to speak, and we will hold such a congress. Yes. For the public, start creating a list of who you want to invite. Start also formulating the congress, what topics we're going to speak, in what order, speak about and in what order, and which people. We have such people, so connect together and you will be able to do this. I'll be very happy. Petach Tikva 26.
Rav, I
wanted to ask, please, about two topics that we talked about in the lesson, dissemination and tzimtzum, restriction. I see my will to receive is nourished by the work I do in dissemination, whether it is producing clips or some musical creation or even work for the desire of the friends. I still see that my ego is getting fulfillment from it, and it's a no, and I see no way out of it. So how can I restrict self-love?
Don't think about the restriction of self-love right now. Think only about dissemination. And then this dissemination itself will influence you in such a way where your ego will begin to get to go on a new plane completely, lower. Next lesson.
Let's sing first.
Said, I wonder if we could unite humanity into a single man with one heart and one body. I'll cover him with love. It's the only thing we must learn. 'Cause we came from one point into this point we will return. We are one village, that's how we used to be. We are one village, and we're living in unity. We are one village, that's how we used to be. Drop